that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And I'm Tony Marinucci, a.k.a. Tips with Tony, your registered dietitian.
Oh, and we are the Chimwits.
Yes, yes, yes. Still getting used to this threesome format. So I think as of today, which will end today, has been the longest streak in a very long time, maybe since either I was sick or I had an operation or something like that. What do you think? What do you guys think that streak is?
I don't want to know what streak.
What do you think? What do you think?
I'm not gonna answer that.
Are you prone to injury?
No. So it's a streak where I have not done something.
Oh God!
I don't know what Ryan's thinking. It's nothing weird.
The problem is I've known you since 5th grade, so
yes.
6th grade.
I don't know
what you're thinking. I know what you're implying.
I'm not implying anything. What I'm implying is that I haven't worked out in a very long time.
It's been
for various reasons. I was away for a few days, dealing with this, dealing with that. So it will end today. After we finish recording the Chimwits today, I am going to go work out. So I might need a little something to get me.
Get started.
To get me revved up. Now,
a nice segue.
Yeah.
That's a perfect segue, right? Now, I have, I've generally taken caffeinated drinks of some sort.
Sure.
There was, either like a Red Bull or a Monster. There was one drink, I swear it was the best. It was a caffeinated drink, but it had creatine in it as well. And for the first, my body adjusted to it really quickly. But I remember the first few times I took it, man, I felt like, you know, I was, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just could live. No matter what I was doing, either with the sports or lifting, I just was so full of energy. And I don't know. But it got bad because, and when I drank too many of them, it came to the point where I couldn't work out unless I had one, which I know is not a great place to get. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, sure. Often. But I take your nice segue back because I thought you were going to segue into our topic.
Well, we are.
Yeah, it's, I guess, but then you kind of went into a rant.
Well, it's a little bit of it's a little bit of a rant about my own issue. So if you guys haven't guessed, our topic for today is feeding your workout, your pre-nutrition, post-nutrition, and I guess even
during. Depending on the duration.
So I guess the first thing for me and our listeners is when we're looking at, like, what's the breakdown as far as the calorie breakdown? Like, why are different macros important, and what's their purpose for when we are kind of fueling ourselves? We're looking at it as fuel for a workout.
Yeah, so all macronutrients are important. The macronutrients are carbohydrates, protein, and fat. When it comes to exercise, you really are focusing mostly on carbohydrates and protein. Carbohydrates are where you're going to get a majority of your fuel source. And depending on your workout, obviously if you're doing more cardio-based, you're going to need more carbohydrates. And also dependent on your goals, if you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, then that's all the ratio of carbs to protein are going to vary. So right before a workout, the carbohydrates are really key. And then even after a workout, because in order to bring, basically in order for you to, say you're doing even weightlifting, in order for to refuel your body, the carbohydrates need to be consumed to transport the protein to the muscle. So really carbohydrates are really important as an energy source and to replenish. And fat is important overall, but when it comes to the types with working out, fat might slow down the digestive process, and you need to refuel your body. Either you're going to fuel it right before or right after. I mean, depending on what you're doing, it's really, once again, always dependent on the sport, the individual, the goals, but macronutrients are important to have that balance.
So I always heard over the years that after working out, you want to ingest protein as soon as possible,
yeah,
especially after weightlifting or something like that, where you're tearing down the muscles. Is that really true?
Yep. The old research and studies show that it was like a 15 to 30 minute window. There really is like an hour window, but okay. Optimal nutrition, the sooner the better. Yeah.
And why? What happens?
Because your muscles are open at that moment. They're like ready for the nutrients. Because when you weightlifting is breaking down muscle, even though people get big from it, you're actually breaking it down. So unless you're replenishing properly and immediately, the chances of you rebuilding that in an efficient way are going to be diminished.
Okay. And now is it the same for something that's more cardiovascular based, or do the percentages skew more towards, let's say, you know, let's say you're a marathon runner or even like a boxer where, you know, you requires a good deal of cardiovascular conditioning as well as some strength, but it's more about the cardio and maybe muscle endurance. Is there still the same breakdown or does it become more important to have carbohydrates after the workout?
Right. So if it's a more cardio based, you're going to need more carbohydrates. It's depending on the sport, but a general rule of thumb is a 3-to-1 carbohydrate to protein ratio for those cardio sports like running or boxing. But if it's if your goal is bodybuilding, then you need to, that ratio is going to be a little bit smaller, but it's still going to be the carbs are still going to be 2-to-1, you know?
So a lot of people will work out in the afternoon or the evening. Not everyone can work out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this sort of thought, oh, I don't want to eat carbs after 6 or 7. Like, I've heard that all the time. And there might be this thought, well, I've already worked out. You know, I've already worked and I've already worked out today. So I'll just have protein and fat after my workout. I don't need the carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. I'll just eat carbs tomorrow when I'm going to work out and work again. Is that not a good thought process?
I think that if you're trying to follow
it's the goal dependent.
Yeah, if you are trying to follow a lower carbohydrate diet, because I think we talked about it last time, like if your goal is weight loss, then your carbohydrate to protein ratio or percentage of your macronutrients is going to vary based off of a healthy individual. So you might be following a lower carbohydrate diet. As you guys know, I don't really believe in no carbohydrates, but you might be following a lower carbohydrate diet. So what I'll tell my clients is to schedule their carbs actually around their workout, so that they get rid of all those other rules and they have their all food really should have a purpose. That's why we're supposed to eat.
Sure.
For food is fuel. That's really it. Obviously there's other reasons, but if we're eating for fuel, then to, you know, look at your diet as a whole and put your carbs at night, that would be better. And also I would say, if some people think that carbohydrates are only like rice or pasta or potatoes, let's say, but you can get, I mean, if you are kind of maybe, I don't know why, but maybe you don't want to have those items and you want to use maybe fruit as your carbohydrate or maybe like beans or something like that. So there is some protein there and it's not like just strictly carbs, you know, you can work it in that way. But once again, it's dependent on the individual.
So now we'll take a step back. If, as far as preparing for a workout, I've always found for me, it's really, the timing of my meals is important. The kind of food I have makes huge impact on my own workout and how fresh I feel, how long the workout can last, how much energy I have throughout. So I guess, what are some things to kind of consider or take into account if somebody is trying to diet or eat, kind of to prepare for a good workout?
Good question. So it always depends on what time your workout is and what time your meal is. So if you're working out at, you said like 5 o'clock at night, then you want to try to time your lunch about 1 to maybe even 3 hours before that. You don't want to eat you don't want to eat an entire meal right before your exercise, right? Your body needs to use your energy for digestion. It's not going to have the energy to help you fuel your workout. So timing wise, thinking about a well-balanced meal about, you know, 1 to 3 hours before your actual workout is good. You know, using the basic concepts like whole grains, lean proteins, healthy fats, that balance. But right before the workout, to get that immediate boost of energy, maybe about 30 minutes within that like 15 to 30 minute timing before the workout, it would be something really, really quick, simple sugars. You know, that's when like watered down juice would be okay. Like usually dietitians say no juice, but something at that point, as long as there's about like 15 grams of carbohydrate, that would be a good time to have something like that.
And what about people who work out first thing in the morning? So if you really don't, let's say I know people work out at 5:30 in the morning. I train people who work out at 5:30, 6 in the morning. What should they do in order to...
You know, I've always had that issue. Like, I want to work out, but then I'm hungry. Yeah. But it's like, if I can't really get a good workout...
Or if you're not hungry, if you're not able to kind of fuel yourself prior to the workout. I mean, should somebody stuff themselves right before the workout, or is it better to just work out on an empty stomach?
Yeah, so I usually... It depends on the person always. I'm sorry if that gets annoying, but I'm going to have to just always say that. But usually, I think on an empty stomach is usually best. And then if they feel like they don't have the energy or the focus, then maybe having something like a coconut water, or depending on the duration of the workout, that's going to vary, right? Mm-hmm. So if your workout is like 30 minutes or less, or like 45 minutes or less, you could probably get away with, you know, like a Gatorade or something like that, or a coconut water. If you do have time, like that 15 to 30 minutes before, to have like a banana or an apple, once again, those simple, just like straight carbohydrates, no fat to digest, no, nothing too much, I guess you could say, then that would be appropriate. But yeah, a whole entire meal, unless you have that 1 hour to digest before, then a whole meal, you're better off on an empty stomach than having a whole meal.
And then how useful or effective is like loading up the night before? So like loading up, I've heard people talk about kind of, they load up on carbs or sugar.
That doesn't make sense. How could that make, that doesn't make sense then, to me, but.
Well, we'll find out.
How could that possibly work?
Well, so basically the purpose behind that is because carbohydrates get stored as fuel, as glycogen in the muscle. Glycogen is the storage form of carbohydrates, and it gets put in the muscle. So the idea is if you have an oversupply of carbohydrates, it should go to the muscle and store. So when you can't replenish during your workout, it will take it from there. If you're training for a marathon, and like I said, the duration is long, like 3 hours or plus, and it's high intensity, then that is when it couldn't be appropriate. Obviously, the amount is going to be dependent on the sport and the time and all of that stuff. But that is the idea of carbohydrate loading.
The part that always confused me was I thought that carbs was like a short term. They got burned as energy in a short amount of time, and if they didn't, they got stored as fat. Is that true? So then in that case, after certain hours, it just turns into fat. It doesn't have the same effect as that instant burst of energy.
That's why we have a nutrition, or yeah, a dietitian, sorry, on the podcast.
What's the?
Because giving nutrition advice.
Well, no, that's why
that's
asking.
Great. No, but it is very.
Is that true?
People, like, honestly, anything in excess will pretty much get stored as fat. Excess protein, excess carbs, excess fat. It usually does. But there is still some part that goes to the muscle. And it's usually, if someone's training, your body's smart. Your body knows where it's supposed to go.
Adapts to it day after day.
Absolutely. And it's only going to take a certain amount. It can't store, you know, an abundance of carbs. That's why I said that the portion and the amount is going to be dependent on the person. But if you're someone who's training, there's very likely that you're not usually in calorie excess, right?
Sure.
You're usually either in maintenance mode or even calorie deficit mode, because you're achieving either weight loss or weight maintenance to give you the energy for your exercise. But it's very rare that, because when we're talking about carb loading, we're talking about cardio sports, right?
Yes,
we're not talking about muscle building sports. Yeah. So that's where, does that answer your question?
Because I remember that in school, the swimmers would always say, oh, I'm carb loading.
Yeah.
And I just, to me, like, I didn't really know at that time, but I always thought that carbs got burned quickly. But if it could store it for, you know, if it doesn't just burn it after 2 hours, then that would make sense.
Right.
Especially if your body is sort of smart enough to know, oh, I'm storing these carbs to get ready to use.
Yeah.
And it worked for me when I was like training for fights, where I would have to do a morning run. I hate running, but the only time I could run would be first thing in the morning. So like when I'd work, I would actually run into the city to get my cardio. And that's what I would do, is the night before I would load up on carbs.
Yeah.
And I definitely felt a difference when I actively made a conscious effort to load up the night before.
Yeah.
Because again, I personally I need 3 hours between my meal and working out. Anything less and I get sick, or I just don't feel, I don't feel
sluggish,
good.
Probably.
Yeah,
right?
Very sluggish.
Yeah.
So I would load up on carbs the night before, knowing that I wouldn't really have any energy, or wouldn't be able to eat right before I left for the run. And I definitely noticed a difference doing that.
Yeah. Well, I guess this could also be a separate podcast, but almost making as a sidebar question. Speaking of exercising on an empty stomach, I think we've read some studies, one that said that people that exercised, that ran on an empty stomach, either burned more fat or was able to, over a period of time, was able to burn more, with the thought being that you're burning your fat for energy when it's on an empty stomach. But then there was another study that said there was actually really no difference, that your body adjusted to it, and that just whether you run on an empty stomach or run after, you know, just a normal, having a normal meals throughout the day, actually really didn't make much difference. What do you know on that subject?
Is
there some validity to running on exercising on an empty stomach?
Well, so what I know is that once, after the usual time frame, once again, it's depending on the intensity, but if say about, usually the usual time frame is after 40 minutes of straight running, so someone who's training for a marathon, that's when they're recommended to have something like a gummy or some sort of, maybe like a, like I said, like a watered down Gatorade, nothing like too concentratedly sweet, but something that gives you enough sugar to keep you going. Because otherwise, that's when your body will go to the muscle and pull the glycogen out. And it's very dependent on a person, where I know, like, if you're training, it's very different for someone who's just an everyday exercise person, right? So if you're training, then you want to fuel properly, because the ultimate goal is longer distances and, you know, better time. But if you're just trying to be healthy, then you have to ask yourself, like, if I started exercising and I didn't eat, am I actually going to be focused and have a good intensity workout? Or am I going to just, like, you know, lily dally on the treadmill and then hop off because I'm hungry.
Yeah. And what I tend to tell people when it comes to diet, because there are some conflicting studies, but it seems like, you know, even when you look at, like, if you're in the fat burning zone, like if you're doing cardio at a lower intensity but longer, then you're going to burn a higher percentage of calories. You'll go into the fat burning zone and burn a higher percentage of calories from fat versus from carbs. So people tend to think, oh, well, I want to burn more fat. And I tend to tell people that, you know, your exercise is about your performance and increasing your fitness, increasing your cardiovascular ability, increasing your VO2 max, getting stronger, building your muscle endurance, exercise is its own domain, which is about strengthening the body. It's not about weight loss, because it's minimal. Whatever you lose in weight, you can gain back in a meal easily, and then some. And so I tend to think, like, you know, whatever is going to make you more fit is more important than whether or not you're going to burn a smaller percentage more from fat than muscle. So if it's better if you're healthy enough to work at a higher intensity and shorter duration, unless your goal requires you to be working at a lower intensity, longer duration. That tends to be where I stand on that when I'm talking to clients that ask about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the general healthy guidelines for exercise for Americans actually are dependent on the intensity. Yeah. So I can't remember the exacts. I don't have the paper in front of me, but I believe it's like 2.5 hours of extra of, like, a low intensity workout per week, which if you break that down, it's about like 30 minutes of day of, like, an extra walk, which really isn't that bad, but everyone, you know, is so used to being sedentary, so to them it seems like a lot. But but then it's like that, or 3 to 4 days a week of moderate intensity for 30 minutes, or like 3 days a week of high intensity for 30 minutes. So it really, once again, it's relative and, you know, dependent on the person.
So now a common question I do get from people, I guess going back to the post-workout, is everyone always asks, like, should I have a protein shake after my workout? Mm-hmm. And I find the protein shakes, and I guess after hearing you talk about it earlier, they're disproportionately, you know, there's disproportionate amount of protein compared to the carbs. So is it better to, let's say, maybe take the protein shake and add carbs to it, or just eliminate think about it as just get a meal, whether it's, like, you know, something with protein and then get your carbs through the meal? Like, is there a way to think about it, or for people to go approach it where they're not just, you know, consuming, let's say, 40 grams of protein and a couple grams of carbohydrates?
So once again, protein shakes, there's some that per scoop have 20 grams, some have 10, some have 40 grams. Like, it really is ridiculous how different they are. But if someone's trying to lose weight, then I would recommend getting it through food, or at least having that as a snack and decreasing the portion size of it, because it's probably something you don't need. Yeah. Probably just an extra meal. If you're trying to lose weight, it's probably not going to coincide with your calorie needs. But if you feel like you're not going to be able to eat, say, dinner in another 2 hours, then once again, if your goal is to replenish that muscle, then that protein shake might be appropriate. But thinking about what is the breakdown of the protein shake? Does it some have carbs and protein? Some don't have carbohydrates. They just have protein. So then maybe mixing it with like that coconut water would be a good example, because coconut water also has potassium in there. The shakes usually have sodium in there, and those are the electrolytes that you use, that you lose through your workout, that you need to replenish as well. So if you guys don't read the nutrition facts label, I encourage you to. And if you have questions about how to read them, let me know.
So now how does hydration play into all of this, as far as like what should you be thinking about before, during, and after your workouts? Like how do you measure what you should have, how much you should be drinking? Like how should somebody approach that?
My go-to is the urine test. Okay. Is looking at the color of your urine. When it comes to training, normally on any other time when you're not exercising, it should be like pale yellow, basically clear. When you're exercising, if it's clear, that's when you know you need to replenish with like that potassium or that sodium, because that means it's all diluted and you lost all the electrolytes. Mm-hmm. So that's when something like the coconut water, the G2, even a watered down juice comes into play.
So you actually want it to have the color in it?
Oh, not dark, because if it's dark yellow, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's clear, you might be overly, like you're basically, you're hydrated, but you're also lacking the electrolytes that also help you with energy.
So now, what about someone who is either colorblind or blind? Is there a way that they could find out? I mean, is there another way to like...
Yes. So my go-to with just a baseline of water intake is take your body weight and divide it by 2. And that's the total fluid ounces of water you need without exercising. That's just a daily water intake.
Body weight in pounds or kilograms?
Good question. Body weight in pounds divided by 2. So actually, it could be your kilograms, because 100 divided by, so your pounds divided by 2.2 or your kilograms. So basically, either your kilogram weight or your pound weight divided by 2 to know your total fluid ounces on a regular day. Mm-hmm. Then you need to think about how long you're exercising for. If it's cardio-based, for every 15 to 30 minutes of exercise, you need to replenish with an entire cup of water. So that's a lot of water, right? Yeah. So you might not always be able to drink during your workout, which is when, same thing with carb loading, drinking water the night before, even though you feel like you can't store it, it actually does help you with your exercising. So thinking about it beforehand, especially like marathon runners, you don't want to have to use the bathroom all of the time. It become an inconvenience, can shorten your time. So making sure you're staying hydrated, especially like basketball players, drinking the night before, drinking before practice, and then after practice or after the game, because you might not always be able to have the water during the game.
Are there any things throughout the day that can dehydrate you? Mm-hmm. You know, I know that, does salt dehydrate you? Because like, you think that salt retains water. I know that alcohol can certainly dehydrate you. Right? Are there any of those? What's the deal with that?
Yep. So both alcohol and caffeine play on the antidiuretic hormone in the body, which causes dehydration. So excess caffeine and excess alcohol will cause that dehydration. The sodium content basically actually is retaining the water. Mm. So for an athlete, that's actually a good thing. That's why Gatorades are made with sodium in them, to help you, so you're not losing it through your sweat. And by keeping in the water, you're keeping in the electrolytes, which helps you with your energy and reduce cramping or injury. So in that case, so salt, I wouldn't really call it. It can be because actually in the elderly, and when you see their sodium levels elevated, you usually indicates that they're probably dehydrated. So those are severe cases, but I guess in simple terms, it can cause dehydration, but in exercise terms, you still need it, if that makes any. I don't know if I'm being clear with that.
I have a question with the caffeine and alcohol. So I've always heard that they dehydrate you, but am I wrong that you're taking in fluids? So technically, you're actually hydrating yourself.
Right.
But they cause a diuretic effect, which the effect of it is that you end up peeing it all out or urinating it all out. And right. That's what causes the dehydration. Is it the excessive, urination that comes with it? Or is there another reason or process that's going on that's causing you to be dehydrated?
No, that's a great point. That's pretty much how it is. Some alcoholic beverages will have sodium mm-hmm. in them, so it could be the combination of that, mm-hmm. Or depending on what you put. Some people put like a whole ton of milk, which milk is great after a workout, but like beforehand, there's a lot of sodium in milk, in most milk or dairy products, so mm-hmm. it could be the combination of those. Yeah. And then water also, like water is just so good for us. So when someone's having too much of one thing, if it's causing dehydration, it's probably because they're not having enough water. Okay, so it, yeah. Even though it is a fluid, it's still not water.
Yeah. So, got it.
So it's not like alcohol or caffeine just magically makes the water disappear or retains it. It's because you're urinating.
Correct.
That's what causes the urination. Okay.
All right. So I've got two foods that I've heard and we may have talked about one of them. One is good pre-workout, I've heard. I don't know how true this is. And one is good post-workout. Hmm. So I've heard that Snickers are great like 30 minutes before your workout meal or food or snack. Hmm. And that chocolate milk is really good post-workout. So what are your thoughts on Snickers? and don't hopefully you won't ruin my Snickers routine. And then, tell me about the post-workout chocolate milk.
Okay, so... I would say it depends on the duration of your workout. I'd have to look at the nutrition facts of a Snickers bar because I don't know it off of the top of my head. But if you're going to have that and immediately work out, then most likely it's candy. So the carbohydrate content is going to be high. It has healthy fat. So you'd have to check how high the fat content is because it might slow the digestion process. Once again, you want it to be quickly digested so you can just do your workout. And the calorie needs are pretty standard. So if you're going to be working out for about 2 hours, then I'd say yes, because they're probably higher in calories. But if you're only doing like a 30-minute workout, then you definitely don't need a Snickers.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's probably right, because I saw this thing where these guys were playing football, and then the quarterback, after getting sacked, turned into like a weird old woman, and then she ate a Snickers bar and then turned into like this like real buff quarterback guy. And so
was there a commercial?
I would figure that, you know, if it turns you into like some real buff guy after being an old woman, that you should probably eat a Snickers.
All right, well, so we got one acid trainer.
The chocolate milk?
Wait, no, so the chocolate milk, yeah. Actually, there are so many supportive studies that actually suggest that a glass of low-fat chocolate milk is the best, possibly better than any protein shake out there, best post-workout fuel because of that carb-to-protein ratio, because it has sodium, because it has potassium, and overall, it has calcium and vitamin D, and it's just so naturally good for you, other than the chocolate syrup. But that's has the purpose to increase the carbohydrates.
That's good. Okay, so some good news then, yeah. Post-workout at least. Yeah. So we have one ask the dietitian. We cut on... Oh, no, I guess this is... No, we didn't talk. Well, I'll ask you the question and we'll see you there. This comes from Robbie. And Robbie asks, hey guys, currently trying to cut some weight for beach season. I would like to cut fat while maintaining muscle. Do I need to increase my protein intake in order to maintain the muscle?
Okay. Well, if you're cutting one part of the diet, then you need to increase another part of the diet, which you'll probably just do naturally. I would just recommend that whatever, I don't know if you count your macros or how you break it down, but if someone's trying to like cut weight, the usual a good carb to protein to fat ratio is usually about 40 grams of carbohydrate. I'm sorry, 40% of your total intake coming from carbohydrates, 40% of your total calorie needs coming from protein, and then 20% coming from fat, which is like really low in fat actually. But just make sure you're using, when you do choose fat options, that they're healthy sources like avocado and olive oil, but still very lean.
Well, I think that about that covers it. Is there anything else that we need to add?
No, I guess if you are exercising consistently, plan your meals around it, you'll see a huge, huge difference in your energy levels, your performance levels, and your overall mood.
Awesome. Well, it was great having you again. And we'll have you again on soon. We have some great topics kind of lined up to discuss. So as usual, all of our stuff is at thegymwits.com, all of our social media, ask the trainer, you can submit a form, ask any questions you want, ask the trainer, ask the dietitian. Mm-hmm. And that is it. Where can people find you, Tony?
I have my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, at Tips with Tony. And I have tipswithtony.com as my website, but all my stuff is more on my Instagram at tips_with_Tony with an I.
Yeah, you update that a lot often.
My Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter are constantly updated. Yeah. My website is, you know, when I feel like
it's like any website. I've been meaning to for months.
Do it more
for months. I've been meaning to update the Gymwits website.
Wait, we have a website.
We
have a website.
Yeah, we have a website. I say with thegymwits.com every week.
Oh, that's right.
You really aren't paying attention, are you?
I forgot. I forgot that about this whole website thing.
Yeah, we have a website that I need to update. I need to add your information to it.
What's the name of the website?
What do you think?
I don't know. Say it.
Thegymwits.com.
Oh, perfect.
So anyway, nice. That's where all of our stuff is.
Wait, I can go to thegymwits.com and I can hear everything that the Gymwits has, right?
Yeah, but more likely you'll be on iTunes or Android or the Gymwits app.
Oh, the Gymwits app. We have an app. Nice. All right. Nice. Yes, you learn something new every day.
Yes, you do. All right. Well, that's it. I'm Ryan George. Do you remember your name?
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
Oh, gosh. I'm Tony Marinucci, a.k.a. Tips with Tony, your dietitian.
We are
the Gymwits.